Many people have shameful pasts that debilitate them. How do we deal with shameful pasts? Let's talk more about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bernd Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bernd Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bernd's instructional teaching. Bernd shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bernd discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bernd.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of Antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen. Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we are going to be talking today about our past and the shame of our past and how God deals with it for us. The scripture says, there is none righteous, no, not one. The book of Romans also says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. What is that telling us? It's telling us that to some degree or another, we all have a sinful past. Some of us even have a sinful present, even though we are born again and saved people. Why? Because when we are born again and we become saved, Christ indwells our spirit man, which is our conscience and intuition. And our spirit man is immediately and completely regenerated anew, perfected. Scripture calls it a new creation. But our soul man is not yet saved. That's our mind, will, and emotions in Scripture. And the soul man's salvation is a process which occurs throughout our lifetime, the Scripture says, and is brought to perfection in the day of Christ Jesus
which is either the day of the rapture of the church or the day of your personal rapture, your death. So Philippians says, he who has begun a good work in you is able to bring it to completion in the day of Christ Jesus. So sometimes we may be walking a faith walk, on the one hand, seeking God, worshiping God, praising God, and on the other hand, may have areas of our life where we have sin out of weakness, or maybe even sin out of practice, which is called iniquity. And there may be behind that a hidden shame, or maybe even an open shame. But if you study the scriptures of the Bible, you will see that God always worked to shame his enemies. God always works to make a way out for the believer who trusts on Christ. So, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1 and 2, Paul speaks of these things, and he says, "Therefore, since we have this ministry and we received mercy, we do not lose heart. But we have renounced the things hidden because of shame, not walking in craftiness or adulterating the word of God, but by the manifestation of truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God." Let's look at this verse in a little more detail to understand God's position. Paul, by the Holy Spirit, is speaking here. And he says, we have renounced the things hidden because of shame. He's talking about our pasts. We all have sinful pasts. That's why we need a Savior. The word Savior means the one who saves from sin, self, and circumstances. But he continues at the beginning, and he says, we have this ministry as we received mercy. In other words, God forgave our sins when we became born again, when we received Christ as personal Lord and Savior, inviting him into our hearts and trusting him by faith, which is trust on Christ, that when we repent of our sin, he cleanses us. So the first thing that we have to understand is that when we get saved, we have renounced the things hidden because of shame. We are no longer walking in craftiness, that means deceit, trying to deceive people, or adulterating the word of God, trying to rationalize the word to justify our behaviors, but by the manifestation of truth, taking God at his word, which is the truth, and walking in it. And I will show you momentarily that that is the key to overcoming shame, because Christ put our sin in the death work of the cross when we got saved. And along with, he put our shame in the death work of the cross. In the Old Testament, God said, as far as the east is from the west, so far do I put your sin from you, never to remember them against you anymore. In the New Testament, it says that Christ puts our sin in the sea of forgetfulness. Well, guess what? With that sin going as far as from the east as to the west, going into the sea of forgetfulness, our shame goes with it. So in Romans chapter 8, verse 1, it says, for those who are in Christ and called according to his purpose, there is no condemnation. Now that word in the Greek means no blame, no shame, no guilt. Why? You're a new creation. You have taken on the new man. The old man has been put in the death work of the cross. Romans chapter 6, verse 3 and 4 tells us that in baptism by immersion, we enter into Christ's death with him. Our sins are put in the death work of the cross. Our past is put in the death work of the cross. And when we come up out of the water, we are a new creation. We come up the new man. When people remind you of your past, and of your sin, the first thing you have to do is tell them, oh, that guy died years ago. He's been dead and buried in the waters of immersion baptism. That was the old man. He came up, resurrected the new man. I'm the new man. But you say, yeah, but what about the fact that the soul man still sins? 1 John 9 tells us, if we confess our sins, he, that is Christ, is quick and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. You see, there's a way to keep the soul man clean. So 1 Corinthians 15:34 says, become sober-minded as you ought and stop sinning, for some have no knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. Now here he's not talking about the shame or guilt of sin. Paul is talking about the need to know better. Become sober-minded, he says. Stop sinning. How do you stop sinning? By self-effort? No, you stop sinning by confession and repentance and surrendering the sin to Christ, even if it's on a daily basis, and tell him what it is you're surrendering to him and ask him to take it. And you keep doing it and you keep surrendering and surrendering. And over time, you discover that you're doing the sin less and less until you reach a point where you've forgotten about it and you say, hey, I haven't done that in months. Why? Christ takes it from you. You see, if you could stop sinning on your own, by your own effort and your own will, who would get the glory? You would, because you accomplished. But the Bible says that God shares his glory with no one. So if you're going to do it any other way other than confession, repentance, and surrendering it to the Lord Jesus Christ, and you think that you can overcome the sin by your own strength and power, do you know what God's going to do? He's going to cross his arms and he's going to say, oh, you're going to do it? Okay, you let me know when you're finished. And you will try, and maybe you won't sin for a few days or a few weeks. And then you fall flat on your face and you fall into that sin again and you feel ashamed. And then you try again, try again, try again. And you fall and you fall and you fall. Why? Because God will not permit it. He will not permit you to get the glory that he alone deserves. So you've got to do things his way. I have to do things his way. It's either his way or no way. And so, you reach a point where you say, I can't do it. I just can't do it. I give up. And Jesus then says, ah, now I can do something. You see, he wants to do it. He is the liberator. He is the one who delivers and frees from sin. When sin goes, shame goes. So Paul says in Philippians 1:20, according to my earnest expectation and hope, I will not be put to shame in anything, but that with all boldness. Christ will even now, as always, be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. You see, if we trust on Christ in his finished work of the cross, he has put our shame in the death work of the cross. Let go. Let go of your past. It's been put in the death work of the cross. God's not thinking about your past. God is not thinking about your sin. The book of Hebrews chapter 10, verses 10 to 14 tells us that God has dealt with all sin once and for all men, once and for all time, once and for all sin, and that there is no more sacrifice for sin. Now you and I have to walk that out. So if Father God has put your sin from you as far as the east is from the west, never to remember it against you anymore, and Jesus has put your sin in the sea of forgetfulness, as we quoted earlier, then why are you holding on to it? Why are you holding on to the shame? The shame went into the death work of the cross with the sin, which is why you are called a new creation once you get born again. You are completely renewed. Oh, you say, but wait, Bern. You know, I have to tell you something. When I sinned and had a sinful past, I lost my virginity. Well, that's been put in the death work of the cross too. It is a spiritual fact that you are a new creation, the scripture says. What does that mean? It means that God has restored your virginity. Well, how about if I fall flat on my face and sin again? As long as you did not will to pursue it, that's the practice of iniquity. And as long as it was done out of weakness, you confess and repent, and guess what? God restores your virginity. Grace is not a license to sin. Don't get me wrong. But the scripture says, where sin abounds, grace does that much more abound. So if you're in a situation and you're not yet saved, and you are plagued and you suffer from shame, in Revelations chapter 3, verse 18, the Holy Spirit said through the Apostle John, I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire so that you may become rich, and white garments so that you may clothe yourself, and that the shame of your nakedness will not be revealed, and eye salve to anoint your eyes so that you may see. Now, this is very lofty writing, and a lot of people won't understand what is being said here. When the Holy Spirit, through John, said, I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire. Gold refers to divinity and sanctification. Refined by fire means by the Holy Spirit, the refiner in Scripture. So that you may become rich, that is, you may inherit the kingdom of God, and white garments, that you may clothe yourself. Now, that's called the white garment of righteousness. God forgives your sins, and He cloaks you spiritually in a white garment of righteousness, which is His righteousness. Then it says, and that the shame of your nakedness will not be revealed. Now, that doesn't refer to physical nakedness. That refers to spiritual nakedness. The shame of your nakedness, your spiritual nakedness, means your sins and your sinful past and your shame. And that's what will happen at the last judgment for those who are not saved, those who have not received Christ. All of their past sins will be exposed, and they will experience that shame of their nakedness, meaning that the spiritual nakedness will be revealed. All of their sins will be known. But if we receive Christ and He covers us with the white garment of righteousness, His righteousness, He takes away all of our sin and there's nothing to be judged for. So the judgment for believers who are born again and Spirit-filled is a judgment of rewards. Then it says, and your eye salve, put on eye salve, that means the Holy Spirit, to anoint your eyes, to open up the kingdom to you that you may see. You see, God has solved the problem of shame. He has put it in the death work of the cross. He has forgotten it, along with all your past sin. And every time you confess, He immediately puts it in the sea of forgetfulness again. So Romans 8:1 says, for those who are in Christ, there is no condemnation. And that word means no blame, no shame, no guilt. If God has forgotten that past and all those sins, it's time for you to do the same. That's a decision. Let it go. Give it to Christ. Surrender it to Him. Stand on Romans 8:1. For those who are in Christ, there is no condemnation, no blame, no shame, no guilt. Let me ask you a question. Do you know Jesus Christ is your personal Lord and Savior? He will free you from sin, shame, blame, and guilt. For the ask, all He asks is for repentance. That means change direction. Move toward Him. Surrender all sin to Him. He will give you the free gift of eternal life, which you and I cannot earn or deserve. Are you ready? Pray this prayer now aloud, being willing to turn from your sin. The Lord Jesus Christ will do all the rest.
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.